Kate Archard for being our guest. You know, Bob, we probably could have done another half hour on that call. I mean, we had a really good conversation going on. We could take a phone calls, Bob.
They were pretty revved up. You know, it sounds like they have a lot of good points and a lot of things. You know, some of the stuff that they hear about.
I think they were just as passionate as the city councils that we had here last week.
No question about it. They were definitely passionate.
Well, it's that time of year.
It's election time.
It's election that
when
election
you have elections, time. It is what it is.
And just to let folks know that any of these podcasts that. Any of these segments that you hear, I usually try to do my best to upload them as podcast, so you can hear them. Maybe there's something that you missed. Maybe you tuned in a little bit late and want to be able to hear them in their entirety. You can either go to WATD's website, 959WATD.com. Scroll down on the left-hand side of the website. Look for the Monday Night Talk banner. Click on it. It'll take you right to the podcast site. Or you can go to MondayNightTalk.podbean.com and you can upload, or you can just subscribe through iTunes, and anytime that we have new podcasts that we upload, you'll automatically get them to whatever device that you may have, Mac-driven device, whether it's an iPad, iPod, iPhone, anything that's got an I in front of it, it'll upload to it. So just keep that in mind. We have joining us... she was here not too long ago. She's back joining us. She is the Director of Admissions and Marketing for the Life Care Center of the South Shore. We have Susan Sheehan. Hi, Susan.
Hey.
It's a little bit warmer than the last time you were here. Just a little bit.
It is, yes.
Tell us, folks who don't know what the Life Care Center of the South Shore does. What does your facility do?
Life Care of South Shore provides care for... mostly elders or folks that are a little bit older for post-acute care, short-term rehab. We do long-term care, and right now we're reminding people about respite services because of vacation times. We take people in for short periods of time for care that maybe the caregiver's on vacation or the caregiver needs to be away, or they have a different schedule over the summer. So, you know, we provide sort of that in-between care for somebody who needs it.
You know, some of the things that we thought when we'd have you come back is how we could best serve the community in regards to some of our seniors, the warmer weather, and maybe some of the advice that you can share. Probably the first thing that we should talk about is seniors. And when it comes to caregiving, what are some of the things we could do to keep our seniors safe during the summertime?
Yeah, it's a huge topic. And actually, we kind of start talking about it back in... March and April and May during our health fairs. I think last time I was here, we talked a lot about the health fair season. Yep. And how there's always tons of health fairs going on. And usually, you know, all the government agencies of the town will be at the health fairs talking about fire safety and health, you know, health issues that come up during the Department of Public Health. You know, in the spring, they'll be looking into vaccinations and different things, but they also look at, you know, how do we keep people safe as the warmer weather comes? I've noticed a lot of alerts lately for places giving what they call cooling areas. They'll open up the Council of Aging for a longer extended day. Correct. Keep the AC on. Of course, you can encourage the mall walking because the malls are always air conditioned, and just to do activities where people can get out of their homes, especially if they don't have AC in their homes.
What are some of the risks that our elderly population face when we have temperatures that 85, 90, 95 degrees? What are some of the things that they face as far as risks?
Well, a lot of them, you know, are for everybody. But particularly for seniors, I think that there is a risk of dehydration and a risk of being overheated in their homes, especially if they're not sensitive to, if their house is getting too warm and they don't have AC. I would really recommend for caregivers to be a little more diligent during that time to keep an eye on people and make sure that, you know, the homes aren't getting too hot and that they have something that's suitable to be in. There's times when people will be in their homes and they don't realize how hot it's getting. I actually ran into this during the blizzard. I had a friend's parent living around the corner from me who didn't realize when her heat had gone off how cold it got. And when I finally got to her house, you could see your breath in her house.
Oh, my.
And they tried to take her to a shelter, and she was a little stubborn, and she didn't want to go. And then they came back, and she was still a little stubborn. And then her son called, and she let me pick her up. But I think sometimes just to continue to check in on people and make sure that, you know, things are the way they should be. Because sometimes, especially if somebody's even just a little confused or maybe doesn't have the right gauge of temperature in their house, they might not realize that it's not really safe or suitable for the kind of weather that we're having, especially with these long stretches of hot days.
Well, Susan, what advice would you give an elderly person or someone who needs your type of services if they thought they might be getting overheated or dehydrated in this very warm weather that we've been having, and we're going to continue to have, it appears, for the rest of the week? It's difficult, as you say, because as people get older, they do get confused, and the more that they get dehydrated or overheated, so to speak, what would you tell them to do?
Well, I would recommend that they contact their Council on Aging. Usually the councils have very good programs in place, giving people advice as to how to get to somewhere that's cold, or cooler, I should say, not cold, but somewhere that has air conditioning, someplace where they're going to be comfortable. If they receive Meals on Wheels, at least somebody's stopping at the house every day and, you know, has a chance to see the person. But the caregivers are so important to really be keeping an eye. You know, even if somebody's not giving care on a regular basis, just the children of a parent to maybe just check in and make sure that the person looks okay and seems okay. Even something as simple as medications having a different effect in the heat can change somebody and how stable they are medically.
So you would say it would be a good idea if you have elderly parents or if you have an elderly neighbor and your neighbors with that person to try to check in on elderly people more often during the extreme heat or the extreme cold?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. It's really important, even if it's by phone, you know, just to get a phone call in and kind of judge how the person's doing and ask them a few questions.
Again, we're speaking with Susan Sheehan. She is the Director of Admissions and Marketing for the Life Care Center of the South Shore, located at 309 Driftway in Scituate, Massachusetts. Website? Is there a website for...
We do. Yep, we have a national website. It's lcca.com. And we have a section of the website that you can click in on that is our site for our South Shore facility.
What are some of the services that are available at the Life Care Center that may help seniors who are in need?
Well... You know, I will have people just call me and ask me questions, especially if they're in the hospital looking to either go home or maybe decide to have a quick stop at rehab in between. And I do talk to a lot of those seniors, and they'll ask me questions like, do you have air conditioning? You know, what are your services? What might I get at your place different than what I'm going to get at home? And, you know, the two things that I could stress is just that there's somebody there helping to make sure that they have meals and fluids and that they're hydrated and that they're staying at a good temperature and, you know, in an air-conditioned place. But also the other piece of that is that we provide a lot of fun activities, especially during the nice weather. You know, we try to get people outside if it's not too hot. We have a very nice gazebo area in the back, and after the sun goes down, you know, we get people outside into the walking area. And we have a blow-up movie screen. We've actually just started to get ready to put that out. The last few Fridays, we were going to use it. It was either overcast or raining or not the right weather. And we had to spray for bugs because, of course, we didn't want people getting eaten by mosquitoes. but we have a blow-up movie screen, and we have a gazebo, and we actually have some folks that we're lining up to play some music in August and September. So it's fun. Keeps people busy.
Susan, I guess I have another question about, I know there are a lot of wonderful volunteers in all of these small communities across New England, especially on the South Shore. How would a volunteer go about coming in contact with someone that could give them some ideas on who to go visit or who to see? I know people ask me all the time, Bob, where would I go if I wanted to be a Meals on Wheels person? Mm. Where would I go if I just wanted to help a few seniors a few days here and there? What would they do? Do you have some place they can contact? Should they contact you or the local senior center, or what should they do?
In the community, they should contact the local senior center. Also, to the elder service in our area, South Shore Elders and Old Colony Elders are always looking for help with the Meals on Wheels programs. They also have volunteer programs. But the local councils have their own grouping of volunteers that will help to set up events or take part in things that they're running. We just ran the health fair in Scituate back in April, and tons of the people that participated there were just all volunteers helping to set up tables and, you know, get the place ready and greet people at the door. And it was just an opportunity for them to be involved in some kind of positive activity. So in the community, I think those would be the best sources of suggestion. However, for us, we also offer volunteer services. If people want to be a volunteer with us, we just have to do a couple of things, you know, administrative-wise, to meet DPH guidelines. But as long as we do that, we can have people from the community come in and volunteer. We have a couple of folks that come in regularly. One of them brings her poodle in a couple times a week. And even though we have, you know, pet therapy, so to speak, that comes specifically through an agency, she brings her dog in, and that's great.
What do we get going on as far as life care? What are you guys going to be involved in this summer as far as for seniors, whether it's at your facility or out in the community? Do you have a kind of a calendar of events that are coming up?
We do. We have some stuff coming up. Like I said, the movies and the music out on the gazebo. We've kind of loosely scheduled some of our events because we have renovations starting next week. And we don't know how long that's going to last. So we're hoping that it's only going to be a couple of weeks, but sometimes those projects can, you know, move through the summer and continue through the summer. So through the month of July and into August, our real focus is going to be finishing up the renovations, keeping the residents comfortable.
How's that going?
It's just starting, so it's good. It's in the planning stages. We're really going to dig in on the 22nd. There, you know, the crews are coming in, and we're getting started. So we're looking forward to it. But that's very much a focus of what we're doing right now. And, of course, once the renovations are done, I'll be planning lots of events to invite the community in to come see how nice it looks.
Well, we want to thank you very much for coming back and talking more about the Life Care Center of the South Shore. Let's maybe we should have you back in the fall.
Definitely.
To kind of revisit and just update, because we'll have the change of the seasons. And I'm sure you're going to have a whole list of fun things coming up, especially on the cusp of the holidays.
Absolutely.
It'd be great to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Susan. Susan Sheehan, of course, the Director of Admissions and Marketing for the Life Care Center of the South Shore. If you have any questions, you can always check out the website, www.lcca.com. And I believe it's /, South Shore. That's what you want to go for, right?
Yes.
Thank you. What do you think, Bob?
I think it's a great opportunity for any of the volunteers that are listening to WATD 95.9 Live to get on the bandwagon and be a volunteer in your community, because good volunteers make good communities.